You are listening to WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to Mirror in the Sky here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your temp host for today and next week as well, Brandon Appleton. Daphna is not in this week or next week. Not really sure why, but they will be back soon anyway. I am normally the host of The Piggy Bank, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to noon here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park. I focus a lot on metal history and the music and just kind of talking about the stories that surround it and whatnot and song, like what led to songs being written and whatnot. And I really enjoy it. And you're going to kind of get a sample of that the next 2 weeks here on this program. We got some good tunes coming up out right now, actually. We're going to start off with some Black Sabbath with Planet Caravan and Iron Man off of their album Paranoid. Planet Caravan, it's one of their more like jazzy songs, which is weird. It was kind of... trying to think of a way to say it. There was a different issue that was actually like a different version of the song that was issued when they did the deluxe reissue of Paranoid. Geezer Butler said the song is about like drifting through space beyond and beyond with like a lover. And then Iron Man, I don't know quite what it was about. I think it's a guy who was like, he basically wrote about this guy who blasted off into space and he sees the future of the world, which isn't very good, hence like Iron Man. But I think that's what Ozzy or Geezer said was from Ozzy's mind. But yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. Here's Black Sabbath.
Thank you.
And that is Ozzy, Black Sabbath. Ozzy's part of the band, but Black Sabbath with Iron Man and Planet Caravan off of their album Paranoid. Coming up next, we're getting into some Van Halen with Little Dreamer and On Fire off of their self-titled album. Little Dreamer, about a young person with big, ambitious plans who is like doubted or dismissed by others, yet perseveres. The lyrics reflecting a lot on like defying societal expectations, proving skeptics wrong, acting as like a narrative on self-belief, resilience, and like quiet success. On Fire talks about this, like, it's like a high energy song, like represents like the band's raw, unstoppable and like reckless energy at that start of their career. Kind of this like chaotic, passionate fury, intensity, like all these like, frantic risks, screaming vocals, whatever. Kind of like a young band on fire in a way. So yeah, here's Van Halen.
About you cold when you were headed for the skies, but you were young and bold, and baby, didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Now no one's talking about those crazy days gone by. No one talks about the times you succeed. I had to tell them, baby, you were armed with all you need. Seems no one's talking about those crazy days gone past. Weren't they amazed when you were pitiless? You are the little dreamer. About you cold when you were headed for the skies, but you were young and bold, and maybe didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Seems no one's talking about the crazy days gone past. Weren't they amazed when you were pitiless? You are the little dreamer.
And that is Van Halen with On Fire and Little Dreamer off of their albums Van Halen. Coming up next, we're getting into some Judas Priest with White Heat Red Hot, and then Better By You, Better Than Me off of their album Stained Class. White Heat Red Hot, it's kind of this like depiction of a catastrophe, of this like final battle slash like apocalypse, probably like nuclear war involved. And it's kind of a lot of this imagery of like extreme destruction and combat and like fury and just all these things, like themes of like tragedy, annihilation. While Better Than You, Better By You, Better Than Me, it's kind of this like emotional struggle, finding personal salvation, intense devotion. It's actually a cover of the Spooky Tooth song, which was released in 1978. The Judas Priest version was released in 1978. It was originally a Spooky Tooth song. The song ended up being known for a 1990 lawsuit in the end, which like allegedly hid like backward masks, subliminal messaging promoting a pact that we will not get too in depth with here on the show. so yeah, here is White Heat Red Hot, followed by Better By You, Better Than Me.
Give us
And that is Judas Priest with Better By You, Better Than Me. And before that, White Heat, Red Hot off of their album Stained Class. Coming up next, we're getting into some Ozzy Osbourne with Steal Away the Night off of his album Blizzard of Oz. Enjoy.
Escape and hold the key.
And that is Ozzy Osbourne with Steal Away the Night off of his album Blizzard of Oz. Coming up next, we're getting into some Iron Maiden with Killers and Purgatory off of their album Killers. Killers, kind of the whole album as a whole, kind of focusing on these like dark urban tales of like murder and psychological instability and paranoia, which is largely driven through the writing of Paul Di'Anno and the vocals of Paul Di'Anno and the songwriting of Steve Harris, with a lot of it being like from perspectives of stalkers inspired by horror themes, while others are kind of like talking about split personality, urban desperation, and stuff like that. There's a lot of, you know, cool little things going on here with this music, and I always love the album. So anyway, yeah, here's Iron Maiden with Killers and Purgatory.
We'll be right back.
And that is Iron Maiden with Purgatory. Before that, Killers off of their album Killers. Coming up next, Ozzy Osbourne again with Over the Mountain off his album Diary of a Madman.
Yeah.
And that is Ozzy Osbourne with Over the Mountain off of his album Diary of a Madman. You have been listening to Mirror in the Sky here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your temp host for the next 2 weeks, or this week and next week, so only 1 week now, pretty much near the end of this show. I'm Brandon Appleton. Daphna's not here for the next week or two, so I'm your temp guy. Hi. I am usually the host of The Piggy Bank, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to noon here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park. I focus a lot on metal music and the history of metal music and just kind of just talking about songs, what they're about, who wrote it, something about the producer, whatever. We talk about that here on The Piggy Bank, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to noon. We got two more songs left here. We've got some Def Leppard coming up. Coming up next, though, at 3 o'clock, Intergalactic Frequencies, hosted by Dia Shah, will be on from 3 to 4. And then later on at 4 o'clock, Stand By Your Girl, hosted by Orla, from 4 to 5. I know Orla very well, our head of our record team. Very nice person. Go listen to their show. It's great. Otherwise, other programming going on at 5 o'clock, Roadside Picnic, hosted by Josh Hanel. At 6 o'clock, Han Gaze, hosted by Brandon S. Kim. At 7 o'clock, Unnecessary Intervention, hosted by Sarah Flagel. At 8 o'clock, Pero Like, hosted by Ella Valentin. At 9 o'clock, La Mezcla, hosted by Axel Herrera, Vale, and Benji Viana. At 10 o'clock, Moral Hazard, hosted by Stephen Fung. At 11 o'clock, Smith Island Cake, hosted by Claire Leatherwood. And then at midnight, our former program director, my great friend, Tape Dispenser, will be hosting Crash Landing at midnight to 1 a.m. And then we'll be off the air. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Stick around. We've got some great shows coming up here at the top of the hour. So, hey, if you like that kind of stuff, keep them going. We're here all the rest of the day here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. Your final two songs for tonight's show, or for this afternoon's show. I'm used to saying tonight sometimes. Who knows? Your final two songs for this afternoon's show. We've got Def Leppard with Rock of Ages and Billy's Got a Gun off of their album Pyromania. Two great songs. Def Leppard, one of my mom's favorite bands of all time. I've seen them numerous times. I can't even say how many times I've seen them live. Always a great show. So, you know, would love to see them again one more time. Just saying. Have I seen them a lot? Yeah, I don't really care if I've seen them a lot, but yeah, I'll go again always. It's a good show. Again, coming up next, Intergalactic Frequencies, hosted by Dia Shah, and then Stand By Your Girl, hosted by Orla, will be later on. Enjoy the last two songs, everybody. Take care.
All right.